Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This area of low pressure that is still bringing areas of mist and drizzle this morning will continue to clear out. Coming up, I'll let you know how soon we'll see sunshine.
Plus, a 12-year-old girl is shot in Durham as police warn of a growing trend involving violence and children.
This is the American dream.
And an emotional night at the Oscars as Everything Everywhere All at Once sweeps the big awards. Good morning and thank you for joining us. I'm Nia Harden filling in this morning.
And I'm Renee Chu. Just great to see a lot of veteran actors finally get their moment and winning that coveted Oscar. A lot to tell you about on this Monday morning. First, let's start with the mist and drizzle that we're seeing out there. Peter Shearwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
We're still watching that on our radar this morning. I'm noticing that we're starting to see some of that activity ease up just a little bit. But keep in mind that mist and drizzle is really fine out there. So it is really hard to pick up on our radar. But we're starting to see some drier conditions out there in Durham. And I expect that to continue across some of our eastern areas. The clouds are going to be thick this morning. And we're going to watch for some of those clouds to lower a little bit more to the surface. That does happen. We could potentially see fog in the mid to late morning hours, and then sunshine moving in by lunchtime. That sunshine is going to take over as we head into the afternoon, and that's good, allowing us to see some milder conditions today compared to yesterday. Looking live at our WRAL studio tower right now, and you can see the camera is still a little bit wet at this hour. We are also seeing some wet streets with temperatures in the 40s. Yes, it's a little bit mild to start the morning considering the clouds acting like a blanket, keeping those temperatures in the 40s across the triangle. By the afternoon, we will head to 57 degrees and then a change moving in. By tonight, temperatures are going to plummet. We have freeze warnings in effect and freeze watches that will go in effect. Coming up, we're going to break down how cold we'll get, Brian.
802 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still watching a crash over in the Hillsboro area on I-40 eastbound near I-85. You can see those backups showing up there on that eastbound side of I-40 coming in from Mebane through Eflin right now. Still looking at about a 7-minute delay overall. You might save a little time using Highway 70 as a good alternate route into Hillsboro. Once you get through that backup, everything's moving along well out of Hillsboro into Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound. Around the rest of the triangle, a few crashes that we're still following. One up on the north side of Raleigh, a crash with damage only. No injuries with this one, but still seeing some delays on Millbrook Road right around Professional Court, which is between Atlantic Avenue and Falls of Neuse Road. South of Holly Springs this morning, we have a crash at Piney Grove Wilbon Road at Honeycutt Road. Again, with those injury crashes, we tend to see those lingering a little longer as they work to get those cleared. We are seeing some delays heading through that intersection there between Fuquay Varina and Holly Springs. Around the rest of the triangle, still have a crash reported at Wilmington Street at Tryon Road. Still seeing a little bit of a northbound delay on 401 heading out of Fuquay Varina. Your other major approaches into Raleigh are looking okay for a Monday morning with a 6-minute backup on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Now seeing about a 2-minute delay on US 1 northbound coming in from Apex through Cary and out of Wake Forest this morning. Look out for about a 5-minute delay on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard heading down toward 540.
Brian, thanks. A sweep at the Oscars has Hollywood talking this morning. The movie Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7 awards at this year's Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The night belonged to Asian American actors who starred in the movie. One acceptance speech getting shared right now is the one from Ki-Hui Kwan, who became the second Asian actor ever to win Best Supporting Actor.
My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp. And somehow, I ended up here on Hollywood's biggest stage. They say stories like this only happen in the movies. I cannot believe it's happening to me. This is the American dream.
Kwan made his film debut as a little boy in the Indiana Jones movie Temple of Doom. He also starred in The Goonies, but then acting work dried up for him for decades until Everything Everywhere All at Once came around. Brendan Fraser won Best Actor for his role in The Whale, and he spoke backstage about his big win.
Going to make a film with this gravity just reinforced how important it is to perform as if it's the first and last time you ever will.
It was Frasier's first ever nomination and win at the Oscars, a big comeback to the silver screen for him and for Kwan. We'll hear from the winner of Best Actress ahead in our next half hour.
And we've got breaking news. A man was seriously hurt after being hit by a car in Raleigh. It happened around 2 o'clock this morning on Coleman Street. The man who was hit was taken to the hospital. Police have not said if the driver will face charges. And we are working to learn more about a crash this morning on Navajo Drive in Raleigh. Video right here showing you what happened on Wake Forest Road north of the Beltline. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there at about 2:30 this morning. A van crashed into a line of parked cars in the street. The crash caused some damage to several of those vehicles.
Happening now, Durham police are searching for answers after a 12-year-old girl is shot outside a local business. It comes as the city grapples with a rise in violence involving children. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Durham Police Department. Laura, this is a trend the police chief has been warning people about.
It is, Renee. And taking a look at the most recent police data, this is now the eighth juvenile here in Durham who has been shot just this year, only 3 months into the new year. Today, investigators here in Durham are now searching for the person who shot this 12-year-old girl and looking for more answers into what led up to the shooting. Take a look at this video from yesterday where police spent several hours on the scene. DPD actually learned about the shooting through a shot spotter alert just before 2:30. Neighbors in the area say the shooting started when several kids left a smoke shop. The 12-year-old was shot outside that business near South Street and Enterprise Street. She then ran down the street and collapsed at an empty lot where police found her. DPD then went to another scene at the intersection of Scout Drive and Lodge Street, where they spent several hours there searching a house near the intersection. And that young girl was taken to a local hospital. At last check, she was had serious life-threatening injuries. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Durham.
And our WRAL documentary unit explored what's driving gun violence in Durham. You can watch Durham Under Fire right now on our WRAL Docs YouTube page.
President Joe Biden is headed to California today to meet with two of our country's closest allies and a big sale of nuclear-powered submarines. The president will announce a deal with the prime ministers of Australia and the UK to buy submarines made in the U.S. This comes after 18 months of talks and is in response to concerns about China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific. President Biden will be out west through Wednesday with a stop in Nevada as well. And new developments this morning after the biggest bank collapse since the 2008 crisis. HSBC announced after three this morning it will take over the UK's branch of Silicon Valley Bank. It's another step to avert a potential financial crisis. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve meets today to discuss the next steps for the bank. This comes hours after the Biden administration assured everyone with money in that bank that it will have access today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government won't bail out the bank. We'll hear from her in our next half hour. Silicon Valley Bank failed on Friday as people rushed to get their money out.
The NCAA men's tournament bracket is set, and both Duke and NC State are going dancing. But the UNC Tar Heels will not. Carolina is now the first team to be ranked number one in the preseason and not make the tournament since it expanded to the field of 64 in 1985. UNC also turned down an invitation to play in the NIT, so their season is over. The Blue Devils are fresh off their ACC championship win Saturday night. The Wolfpack fell to Clemson in the quarterfinals. So number 5 seed Duke will play number 12 Oral Roberts on Thursday in Orlando, Florida. Number 11 NC State will take on number 6 Creighton on Friday in Denver.
And meanwhile, all three ACC teams from the Triangle will be part of the Women's March Madness tournament. Duke is a third seed. The Blue Devils will host first and second round games at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Their first will be against 14 seed Iona on Saturday. UNC got a 6th seed. The Tar Heels will open play Saturday in Columbus against the winner of a play-in game between Purdue and St. John's. And NC State is a 7th seed. The Wolfpack will play 10 seed Princeton in the first round on Friday in Salt Lake City.
It is 8:09, still ahead. Flights were grounded for hours after a note found in an airplane bathroom. What was on it that caused trouble for some travelers this past weekend?
Then ahead in our next half hour, how frost could affect what you'll be able to find on the shelves from local farmers this year. Welcome back. You are taking a live look right now at Lewisburg, and you can see there it looks very cold just by looking at the picture. And also, you can see a lot of people out this morning. I'm sure they are bundled up in their cars as they head on to work, dropping their kids off at school. PETA Sherwood right now telling us that there is a freeze warning, PETA?
Yeah, that freeze warning in effect for tonight leading into tomorrow morning. And Lewisburg, you guys are under that freeze warning. This is mainly for the farmers out there. We have some sensitive crops already, so you definitely want to make sure that you're taking the necessary precautions to cover those crops as we're expecting temperatures down into the upper 20s tonight and lower 30s. Come tomorrow, we have a freeze watch in effect. This is from tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, temperatures expected in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Again, this could impact any crops out there that are sensitive, and this extending all across the viewing area. So we are going to have some cold mornings ahead. By tomorrow morning, we're down to 28 degrees in Roxboro, 29 in Durham, 32 in Fayetteville. And we are going to see the 30s again Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. The numbers that we're going to see for the next three mornings will be below normal for this time of the year, and we are going to keep those below normal temperatures in place for the middle of the week before this dip in the jet stream kicks out and allow a ridge to develop, and that's just equating to some above normal temperatures that will move in for the end of the week. Looking live right now on our WRAL Live Cam Network, looking at Raleigh, we're still seeing some of the water droplets on our camera, but I'm noticing the folks walking around, they don't have the umbrellas out and they don't have their hoodies going for the moment in this area. So we're not seeing much of that mist and drizzle. Again, that's moving out, and we are going to watch the clouds very closely for this morning. Some of the clouds could lower a little bit and allow us to see some areas of patchy fog, but I think it's just going to be a lot of lower level clouds for the rest of the morning. We are going to see those clouds break apart, and by lunchtime, some sunshine will be moving in. It is shaping up to be a nicer day compared to yesterday. Sunshine moving in, warmer temperatures building. We're heading to 57 for the high temperature today. As we head into this evening, we are in the 50s as well as the 40s. So our 7-day forecast showing us temperatures are going to be below normal for this time of the year for the next 3 days. Those morning temperatures down into the 30s. But we're heading into the 60s on Thursday, staying dry. I think Thursday is going to be the peak day of the week. By Friday, we're at 73 degrees, clouds increasing, rain moving in late Friday, leading into Saturday, and then we're cooler again for the weekend. Ryan?
It is 8:16 on the dot right now, and some new information about this crash we've been following in Orange County. We've learned that they have just cleared it from 40 eastbound right around the I-85 split there in Hillsboro. Still, though, we're seeing some lingering delays coming in from Mebane, holding steady there at 7 minutes. You might consider using 70 as a good alternate route this morning until they can get that completely cleared out and all of that traffic returning to normal. An update now on that crash we've been following in the south part of Raleigh at Wilmington Street at Tryon Road. It has cleared. Traffic flowing a lot more freely right now on 70 Business and also on 401 northbound. We have a report of a crash at the top of the ramp from 70 Business westbound onto Greenfield Parkway in Garner, maybe contributing a little bit to some of those delays approaching the I-40 interchange. And also on the north side of Raleigh, we still have this crash reported at Millbrook Road at Professional Court. Looks like they're working to get this cleared up, not seeing the kind of delays we were seeing earlier right around Falls of Neuse Road. Still on the south side of Holly Springs, though, we have that crash with injuries reported at Piney Grove Wilburn Road, at Honeycutt Road, and we're still seeing some backups through that area.
Brian, thanks. People in Northern California are bracing for another round of severe weather. Millions of people are under flood watches as another atmospheric river threatens the area. That conveyor belt of moisture will once again bring heavy rain and snow to northern and central parts of the state. Officials fear the additional moisture could cause more flooding and power outages.
given the close proximity of this atmospheric river to the last one that we just received a few days ago, the ground is incredibly saturated, as are the trees. It will not take much to knock down trees and cause power outages.
Many communities are still recovering from an atmospheric river that hit the state on Friday. Rising water flooded homes and businesses, prompting evacuation orders over the weekend. Last week, President Biden approved an emergency declaration to help out with California's recovery efforts.
Well, thousands of people still don't have power in California after more than a week since those storms, and they're questioning the efforts of local authorities. People in Nevada City near Lake Tahoe say county officials told them to stock up on food and other supplies, but did not plow the roads until several days after the storm. They're also questioning the county's communication with power utility PG&D.
No signs of life from the state or the county. And yeah, there were lines down, but surely there must be some communication with PG&E that those lines aren't live.
That same area will be affected by rain through tomorrow night.
Here at home, a funeral is planned today for a Durham woman whose family says was a victim of domestic violence. Nicole Bullock will be laid to rest this afternoon. The mother of five died last Sunday at the Sonesta Select Hotel in South Durham. 33-year-old Rodney Crawford is charged with murder in her death. Court records show Bullock had an active domestic violence protective order against him and that he was on probation for assaulting her in 2021.
A man is facing DWI charges after a head-on crash with a Durham police officer. Officer Christopher Stone was hurt in the crash along NC Highway 55 around 3 o'clock yesterday morning. A car traveling the wrong direction struck the officer's car between Odyssey Drive and Carpenter Fletcher Road. The officer had to be rescued from the car. The driver was identified as 21-year-old Mikhail Young. Both were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. Young faces multiple charges. Meanwhile, we're working to learn how a person involved in a serious crash in Johnston County is doing this morning. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there on Vinson Road in Clayton for the aftermath yesterday afternoon. A car appeared to have rounded a curve and struck a tree. Another driver tells us he saw the accident and broke out the driver's side window to try and rescue an unconscious person at the wheel. That person was taken to the hospital.
Business is back to normal at a Vermont airport today after flights were grounded for several hours because of a threat. A United Airlines flight from Newark was held on the tarmac at Burlington International Airport for several hours yesterday. Officials say about 20 minutes before the plane was due to land, a passenger found a note in the bathroom saying there was a bomb on board. A bomb squad did not find any explosive devices. No one was hurt. Tributes are starting to pour in this morning for a Nobel laureate whose work challenged modern Japanese culture. A publisher for Kenzaburo Oe announced his death this morning. Oe won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1994 for his work on the atomic bomb attacks in Hiroshima, as well as his critique of Japan's mindset that he warned was similar to that of the country before World War II. Cause of death has not been released. He was 88.
Some big news out there for grocery shoppers. Two of the nation's largest supermarket chains, they're going to be merging with the goal of giving you more options when shopping. Kroger and Albertsons plan to merge in a $20 billion deal. They want customers to be able to buy coffee, patio furniture, and prescription medication all in one place. The Federal Trade Commission is reviewing the plan. The companies hope the deal will close early next year.
A world-renowned artist created a new sculpture outside a local school. Patrick Doherty, famous for his environmental pieces, is the artist in resident for L'École French School of Raleigh. Doherty and his son Sam built this installation using red maple and sweet gum branches that they cut last week over at Duke Forest. The students at L'École are working on the topic of the tree, and Doherty's artwork fits that theme perfectly.
Beautiful. Well, it's a new record at the box office for Scream 6. The movie made about $45 million this weekend, the most ever in the first weekend for a Scream movie. Creed 3 was second at the box office this weekend, making more than $27 million. It has now earned more than $100 million in its first 2 weeks. A beloved tradition took place in Chicago over the weekend. The Chicago River was dyed green in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Take a look at that. Two boats began the process by weaving their way down the river, dropping green dye into the water. The dye used its typical type of vegetable dye and has been called completely non-toxic by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. The river only stayed green for about 5 hours, but still a sight to see.
Starting today, you can get your hands on some Bojangles sweet tea with a kick. Bojangles hard sweet tea is hitting shelves across our state. It's a partnership between the fast food chain and Appalachian Mountain Brewery out of Boone. You won't be able to get it at Bojangles, though. It will be available at grocery and convenience stores in North and South Carolina.
I'm sure it's good if you're into that thing.
Right. It's already got a lot of sugar, and now there's just that extra zip to it.
Well, still ahead, two big cases this weekend could change the way you vote for decades to come here in North Carolina.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
I'm Nia Hardin. The time now is 8:26, and we've got your top story, starting off with meteorologist Peter Sherwood. About this mist, you're saying it's starting to move out.
Yeah, things are looking quieter across our viewing area this morning and on our WRAL Live Cam network. Looking at the WRAL Azalea Gardens, and you can see it is just quiet with a lot of green going on, all thanks to that rain that we saw yesterday. It's currently 40 degrees out the door right now, so fairly mild, and it's because of the cloud cover that we saw in the overnight hours acting like a blanket, keeping those temperatures in the triangle in the 40s. We are going to head to 57 today, so walking the dog later this evening. We are expecting dry conditions with those temperatures in the 50s and 40s. Brian?
8:27 right now as we take a look at traffic this morning. Still have that crash on 40 eastbound near I-85 in Hillsboro. Still seeing some lingering delays out there as you head through Eflin. About a 5-minute delay overall. Elsewhere around the triangle, most of our other crashes that we've been tracking this morning have cleared up nicely. No trouble showing up on any of our major routes in Durham. And right now your major approaches into Raleigh are looking okay. About a 5-minute delay on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Measuring a 6-minute backup right now on US 1 northbound as you head away from Apex through Cary all the way out toward the I-40 interchange.
Some breaking news. A man is seriously hurt after being hit by a car in Raleigh. This happened around 2 o'clock this morning on Coleman Street. The man who was hit was taken to the hospital. We're still waiting to hear from police on charges. Next on Fox 50, what we've learned after a 12-year-old girl is shot in Durham. And ahead on today, busting myths about sleep to kick off Sleep Awareness Week.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
This area of low pressure continues to pull away from us, taking with it mist and clouds. Coming up, I'm going to show you how soon we'll see sunshine.
Plus, the bracket is set. What to expect from both the men's and women's teams in this year's March Madness.
And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime.
Love that so much. Powerful words from actress Michelle Yeoh as she makes history at the Oscars. The first Asian woman to win an Oscar and doing it at age 60. So yes, ladies, remember that. You are still peaking no matter your stage. Good morning, everyone. It's 8:30. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Nia Hardin. Filling in this morning, we have so much to tell you about when it comes to the Oscars. But First, let's start with the weather. Peter Sherwood telling us how to prepare for today.
Well, we are going to see the clouds gradually move out, Nia, and we're looking at our dual Doppler 5000, and it's looking so much drier, all that mist and drizzle out of here. We're still dealing with a lot of cloud cover, and I think the clouds will stay thick throughout the rest of the morning. Once we head into the lunch hour, likely to see some sunshine, starting off across our west, and then building towards the east. Pockets of sunshine will be possible today, and we are going to see warmer conditions. We're looking live right now at Rocky Mount Mills and checking out the folks walking into Rocky Mount Mills at the moment, not using the umbrella, and they're not using anything to keep them dry. We are seeing some of that mist and drizzle out of here for this hour, and temperatures are in the 40s. So it's currently 40 in Raleigh and Durham, 42 in Rocky Mount, and 42 in Fayetteville. We are seeing some improvements in the numbers, and we are going to head into the 50s today. 52 by 12 o'clock, 57 for our high. Likely to see some sunshine. Then tonight, we are down to freezing. We have a freeze warning in effect, and some areas under a freeze watch for Tuesday night into Wednesday. Coming up, I'm going to explain how low our temperatures are expected to get as we head into the overnight hours.
Thank you, PETA. A sweep at the Oscars has Hollywood talking this morning. The mind-bending movie Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7 Oscars at this year's Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The night belonged to Asian American actors who starred in the movie. One acceptance speech going viral is from the one and only Michelle Yeoh, who became the first Asian American to win Best Actress.
For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities. This is proof that dreams dream big and dreams do come true. And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime. Never give up.
As a little girl, she actually studied to become a ballet dancer. Yeoh's mother said overnight she cried for joy at the win she was watching from her home country of Malaysia. Everything Everywhere All at Once also won writing and directing for the team of Daniel Kwan and Daniel Schneider.
Another history-making moment at the Oscars. Ruth E. Carter became the first Black woman to win 2 Oscars. She won her second award last night for costume design in the film Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. We'll have more trending moments coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Now to breaking news. A man is seriously hurt after being hit by a car in Raleigh. It happened around 2 o'clock this morning on Coleman Street. The man who was hit was taken to the hospital. Police have not said if the driver will face charges. Happening now, Durham police are searching for answers after a 12-year-old girl is shot outside a local business. It comes as the city grapples with a rise in violence involving children. WRL's Laura Levine shows us this is a trend the police chief has been warning about.
It is a very alarming trend here in Durham. Taking a look at recent police data, this is now the 8th juvenile just this year who has been shot in the city. Today, investigators are searching for the person who shot the 12-year-old girl. And what led up to the shooting? Let's take you straight to some of that video from yesterday afternoon where investigators spent several hours on the scene. DPD actually learned about the shooting through a shot spotter alert just before 2:30. Neighbors in the area say the shooting started when several kids left a smoke shop. The 12-year-old was shot outside that business near South Street and Enterprise Street. She then ran down the street and collapsed at an empty lot where police found her. DPD then went to another scene at the intersection of Scout Drive and Lodge Street, where they spent hours there searching a house near the intersection. And that girl was taken to a local hospital. At last check, she was there suffering from life-threatening injuries. Laura Levine, WREL News, Durham.
New developments this morning after the biggest bank collapse since the 2008 crisis. HSBC announced after 3 this morning it will take over the UK's branch of Silicon Valley Bank. It's another step to avert a potential financial crisis. Now, in the U.S., the Federal Reserve meets today to discuss the next steps for the bank. This comes after hours after the Biden administration assured everyone with money in that bank will have access to it today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government won't bail out the bank, but will make sure people don't lose their money.
I can't really provide further details at this time, but what I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
Silicon Valley Bank failed on Friday as people rushed to get their money out. Then yesterday, regulators closed another bank that's at risk, Signature Bank of New York. President Biden plans to address the situation today.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, despite the banking collapse that you just talked about, Renee, Wall Street expected to open in the green ahead of the start of week of trading. Now, let's take a look at the big board this morning and a look at stock futures. You can see the Dow off more than 200 points, the S&P also in negative territory. Just 5 minutes ago, the NASDAQ was in positive territory. Now it's in the red as well. But again, despite that banking situation, Wall Street is expected to open higher this morning. And the halt is definitely linked to the quick thinking and the quick moves that the regulators made to ensure that Americans' money are protected. Of course, the president, as you mentioned, Renee, will be speaking about this issue shortly. Don't forget, we'll have the opening numbers from Wall Street in the next hour right here on Fox 50.
Well, speaking of money, we're expecting to see Governor Roy Cooper's plan to use your tax dollars this week. The governor will announce his budget plan just days after unveiling a $1 billion proposal to address mental health and substance abuse. His budget plan is expected to include double-digit raises for teachers and additional funding for broadband expansion. The House is expected to complete its budget by the first week of April, and the Senate is expected to complete its version in May.
Two major voting rights cases in North Carolina are getting a controversial do-over this week and could have a big impact on future elections. Republicans lost both cases last year when the state Supreme Court had a Democratic majority. Now the court has mostly Republicans. If the court backtracks on its rulings, you could be required to show ID when you vote in the 2024 election. That could favor GOP candidates in our swing state. Lawmakers could also have more power to gerrymander their own districts and the state's 14 congressional seats.
The NCAA men's tournament bracket is set, and both Duke and NC State are headed to March Madness. But the UNC Tar Heels did not make the cut. Carolina is now the first team to be ranked number one in the preseason and not make the tournament since it expanded to the field of 64 in 1985. UNC also turned down an invitation to the NIT, so their season is over. The Blue Devils are fresh from their ACC championship win Saturday night. The Wolfpack fell to Clemson in the quarterfinals. Number 5 seed Duke will play number 12 Oral Roberts on Thursday in Orlando, Florida. And number 11 NC State will play number 6 Creighton on Friday in Denver.
Meanwhile, all three ACC teams from the Triangle will be part of the Women's March Madness tournament. Duke is a 3 seed. The Blue Devils will host first and second round games at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Their first will be against 14 seed Iona on Saturday. UNC got a 6 seed. The Tar Heels will open play Saturday in Columbus against the winner of a play-in game between Purdue and St. John's. And NC State is a 7 seed. The Wolfpack will play 10 seed Princeton in the first round on Friday in Salt Lake City.
Well, here's something interesting. Is moving a good idea? A new survey of Americans says those who made the choice last year ended up regretting it. We'll show you why next.
Plus, how frost here at home is taking a toll on farmers. What it could mean for your future trips to the grocery store or to the farmers market.
And stay locked in. We're watching the morning mist and fog as you look live at Sanford. When we could see some warmer weather in your 7-day forecast. That's coming up.
Welcome back. It is 8:43 and gray skies won't stop the golfers from getting out on the green at Southern Pines. You can see quite a lot of folks there to get their Monday morning started there. But yes, that mizzle and drizzle starting to move out, but are the clouds going to be with us for much of the day?
Yeah, we are going to see those clouds, especially for the first half of the day. Then once we head into the afternoon, we're likely to see a little bit more sunshine. So the mist is out of here. Clouds will be thick for this morning, and then our focus is going to turn towards the cold mornings ahead, likely to see frost and a hard freeze as we head into Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and Thursday morning, and then St. Patrick's Day. That's right, we're heading back into the 70s. Warmer temperatures are moving in. So our dual Doppler 5000, a little bit drier at the moment. And again, it's not going to take much to stop those golfers out there. We're still seeing the gray skies out there, but
overall, that fog and mist, or I should say drizzle and mist, is out of here. The area of low pressure continues to pull away from us, taking with it the fog, mist, and drizzle. All those lower-level clouds will be moving out by the afternoon, and we are going to see some sunshine build in. We'll have to wait until about the 12 o'clock hour to see some of that sun across our western areas, and then we're going to see some of that move into the triangle. Once we head into the afternoon, it is going to be a milder one and a nicer day compared to what we had to deal with yesterday with all the rain out there. 29 for the low temperature in Durham tonight. It is going to be cold, especially in our northern counties where temperatures will be in the upper 20s. This is very important for the farmers because I know some of those sensitive crops are out there, and it's the start of the growing season. They'll have to take the necessary precautions to protect their crops as we head into tonight, 32 down in Fayetteville. We have a freeze warning in effect for western areas and northern areas, including Wake County. We're talking about temperatures down into the upper 20s and lower 30s that could impact any sensitive crops. And then a freeze watch in effect for Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Again, those temperatures expected to be a little bit cooler once we head into Wednesday morning in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Don't be surprised if this freeze watch for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning gets upgraded into a freeze warning. So stay tuned to the forecast here. Things could continue to change as we head into the next several days. We'll be in the 50s today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Then the 60s arriving on Thursday, 73 for the high temperature on Friday. And then we are going to see rain build in late Friday into Saturday. Temperatures expected to be a little bit cooler for the weekend. Highs in the 50s again by Sunday.
Well, Peter was just talking about this. The return of chilly weather here at home is not welcome news for farmers. It's actually affecting when they can plant their spring crops. Some have already planted for the spring and will have to cover them up. But farmers say they are confident they can handle the frigid temperatures for now.
I feel like our crops will be okay at this point if this doesn't continue on for another month.
Every year is a different, it's a different game in the farming industry for everything, really.
Farmers tell us it can be frustrating to have cold weather this time of year because the earlier they can get crops in the ground, the sooner they can get them to the market. Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, will testify today before a New York grand jury. That jury is investigating hush money payments Cohen arranged and made for the former president. His testimony is coming at a critical time as the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is deciding on whether to seek charges against Trump. He is likely to talk about whatever involvement Trump may have had in the payments made during his 2016 presidential campaign to two women who he allegedly had affairs with.
There's still so much to talk about from the Oscars, a history-making night in Hollywood. Fortunately, we have Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier here to go over some of the trending moments that you'll want to know about this morning. He joins us live from Los Angeles. Kevin, great to have you with us. What a memorable night. Let's start with Jimmy Kimmel. There's always a lot of pressure for the host of the Oscars, and certainly everyone was waiting to hear what he would say about last year's drama.
Listen, he got the train back on the track. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was fantastic. Spot on. That's what he does. But of course, he had to address last year's slap. Check this out.
And if any of you get mad at a joke and decide you want to come up here and get jiggy with it, it's not going to be easy. There are a few of my friends you're going to have to get through first. You're going to have to get through the heavyweight champ, Adonis Creed, before you get to me. You're going to have to do battle with Michelle Yeoh before you get to me. You are going to have to tangle with Spider-Man. You are going to have to...
Andrew Garfield, pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
He was comical. Okay, I want to tell you about another great moment. Rihanna was spectacular. Once again, we see her on a riser performing, and she really was spot on, but she was the last person on the red carpet. Now, that's okay when you're a superstar like her, but watch what happened. She turned to wave to us and say hello, and she almost fell.
Rihanna, how you doing?
Hey,
How are you doing?
Oh,
love you. Uh-oh, don't do that.
You want to talk about a moment where you're like, no.
Oh, still ever graceful.
But it was great
composed.
Seeing her. Yes. And the musical performances last night were spectacular. I thought Lady Gaga was as un-Gaga as she could be, and that was the surprise. RRR was great, and every performance, including In Memoriam, was really good. Okay, now, did you see Banshees of Inisherin?
I did not get a chance to see that movie yet, no.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to give you a hint and tell you this. One of the big stars didn't get nominated. It's the donkey, Jenny. And I asked the guys about it, how they got on the red carpet and they left Jenny behind.
There's one gripe that a lot of people have, that one of your co-stars should have gotten nominated that didn't. Where is the donkey and where did she retire?
Jenny.
Where did
Jenny early retirement.
Early retirement.
She said one and done.
And Jenny, I want you to see, there's your friend Colin right there. And there's your friend Brandon, whose finger you ate.
Jenny was amazing. To see Jenny on that stage, listen, we will have everything that you are looking for all at once on Entertainment Tonight later on tonight. So make sure you check it out.
Look, there's a first time for everything. Maybe Jenny one day will get her Oscar nomination. All right, Kevin Frazier, great talking
Apparently
with you.
Apparently she's retired.
Well, okay. Maybe
great
she can come out
Renee.
Of retirement and do a Tom Brady. All right.
We hope so.
Before the Oscars, the Razzie Awards focused on prizes for the worst of Hollywood this past year. The Marilyn Monroe film, Blonde, received the top dishonor, taking home Worst Picture as well as Worst Screenplay. So Elvis took home two Razzies, Tom Hanks as Worst Supporting Actor and Worst On-Screen Combo. Hanks now joins those who have both a Razzie and an Oscar, including Eddie Redmayne, Halle Berry, Jared Leto, and Nicole Kidman.
Well, they're still good actors, so I mean, hey. All right, switching gears now. Tonight, the town of Pittsburgh could establish a firm set of rules about a work-from-home policy as the community adapts to the impact of the pandemic. The Board of Commissioners will consider an official work-from-home and hybrid schedule for town staff at its 7 p.m. meeting. Now, officials say many employees have already been working on altered schedules since the pandemic started. And the move comes as many local businesses try to bring employees back to the office. A new survey shows many Americans who moved last year, they're regretting it. Real estate brokerage firm Homebay found 75% of people who moved in 2022 had regrets. 20% say they wish they moved to a larger place. The same numbers say they miss their old home. A little less than half say they cried during their move. Wow, pretty amazing there. Well, Clayton Mann is recovering after a massive stroke. His wife asked friends on Facebook to send him a birthday card to lift his spirits. As WRAL's Julian Grace explains, the expectations were exceeded.
Brian and Colleen Ahern have been married for 44 years. And to celebrate, they headed out on a 10-day cruise in November. But on day two, Brian had a massive stroke.
It was just such a nightmare, Julian. We were out in the middle of the ocean. We weren't reaching our port until 8 o'clock the next morning, which was St. Thomas. So they weren't able to really do anything for the stroke on the ship. They had an ambulance waiting for us when we arrived in St. Thomas.
It's estimated that about 795,000 people in the U.S. have a stroke a year. The hospital stays and rehabilitation process is never easy.
The recovery is slow, but he's getting there. He's starting to make some progress. He attends speech therapy twice a week.
On top of that, Brian was turning 70. Colleen still wanted to find a way to celebrate, so she took to social media. She asked for people to send Brian a birthday card. Colleen hoped for about 70 cards. Instead, Brian received more than 150.
Reaction when the cards came in?
My initial reaction, it was every day the mailbox was just getting fuller and fuller and fuller. I was just overwhelmed. I was so excited.
And Ahern's received cards from students as well.
And about 20 students from Mrs. Phillips' class in Smithfield sent cards with personal messages to the family.